Old School 100.3, Derek Deanna, and joining us is Terry Matthews, the CEO and president of Jaden's Voice, an organization that deals with a very serious issue in our country that affects so many children, autism. Terry, welcome to Soulful Sunday.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Tell us about your organization.
Jaden's Voice is a nonprofit organization where we work to enhance the lives of children that are impacted by autism, and we specifically focus on our underserved communities because there are so many resources. There are resources out there, but they're not reaching everyone. So we want to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this Autism Awareness Month?
Absolutely. April's Autism Awareness Month. April 2nd is Autism Awareness Day. Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes when the 2nd goes, people thought, you know, that's the only day, but it is Autism Awareness Month.
How did you get involved in this, Terry?
My son, Jaden, who is 7, will be 8 soon. He was diagnosed when he was 3. And I used to be the vice president of human resources and law for the 9th largest financial institution in the United States. I was an entrepreneur. And when my son was diagnosed, it hit me pretty hard. But I was still focused doing the things that I needed to do. And, you know, the Lord placed it on my heart that I had to help make a change. And I resigned from my positions once I identified that a lot of the resources I was able to afford and give for my son, a lot of families couldn't get them. So I wanted to develop some solutions to make sure that they could.
If people are interested in getting more information about your organization and what you do specifically and the resources that they can avail themselves to if they have autistic children or family members or friends, where can they visit on the internet?
They can reach us at www.jadensvoice, that's J-A-D-E-N-S, voice.org. They can reach out to us on Facebook. We have about 60,000 followers now, and that's at Jaden's Voice, or we're Twitter at Jaden's Voice, or Terry for Jaden, which is our Instagram.
We commend you, Terry, and mm-hmm. our heart goes out to you and your family. I actually have a niece who is autistic and many other things, and I have great admiration for my sister and her struggle. My niece is now in her 30s, but she functions on a much lower level, but my sister has been able to identify resources to help her come along. So bless you and your volunteers and everyone involved in your organization.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate that. Today we're actually visiting at Freedom Church, speaking to the congregations, and we've been on a faith-based tour just to kind of touch our communities in reference to autism, what it looks like. And we have an awesome program we developed called Jaden's Buddy, which is more on a national level. And we just sealed the deal last week with Apple to help us get resources out to the community to help our parents become in-home resources for their own children, mm-hmm. because there's not a lot of people who can reach the resources, so we want to bring resources to them.
You're doing a wonderful job. A lot of people recognize the signs, and the people that do sometimes don't want to accept them. What time will you be at the church today?
You said what time will I be at the church?
Yes.
I'm here right now.
Oh,
okay, awesome.
I spoke this morning at our 8 o'clock service, so I'll be speaking with the kids on a separate, and then I'll be speaking at the 11 o'clock service. So I thank God that he has opened so many doors of opportunity where the pastors of the churches have reached out to me and said, hey, we want you to come in and speak at our congregation, and more so just outside of April being Autism Awareness Month, mm-hmm. but just in general, because it is such a huge impact to our community. And in Philadelphia alone, the average African-American child is diagnosed 18 to 22 months behind other children.
Oh, wow.
And that's a significant difference in change.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
You know, so I want to do whatever I can to bridge the gap, provide services, and get our kids to their fullest potential.
Yeah,
we're working for.
We need to definitely close that gap. Terry Matthews of Jaden's Voice, the website one more time.
www.jadensvoice.org.
Thank you so much for joining us on Soulful Sunday right here on Old School 100.3.